they heard you say, Mother or Father, I love you.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It is Monday, and that means Mondays with Sandy Williams. And this is not... I'm looking. That's not the guy. Not Lining Cuckoo. I forgot the guy's name. He's not on there. But anyway, one of those guys I do know, and that's my conservative buddy, Steve Finn, right at the top. He was the guy, just the average everyday Joe who ran.
Well, we're talking now. We're trying to resurrect the memory of who ran against Ron Johnson in his first primary to win his nomination.
Yeah. Oh, it might have been the second one. I don't know. But anyway, he was a well known guy. But anyway, Sandy, I'm just watching Rebecca Clefish, who is now on a full out assault on Michaels. The guy who's, what is this? Why do I want to say Tim Michaels? What is
it? Yeah, that's his name.
Oh, Tim Michaels.
That's why you want to say it.
Yeah. but she really is, he's made some noise, and she's feeling his heat.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, the people who initially were supporting her, I told you, I listen to conservative stuff, and who originally were supporting her until Michaels came into the picture. But I just don't know, Sandy. The more I hear him, you don't hear him other than on his commercials. And so apparently they don't want anybody to get to know who he is until...
Well, he doesn't have any political experience, so I suspect his handlers are wanting him to get some, make sure that he's politically adroit, politically savvy before they release him on his own recognizance kind of thing.
So you mean behind the scenes, they're probably giving him crash courses on things?
Probably.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, I mean, I suspect, and, you know, they're trying to make sure that, you know, it's... You're exposed to a lot of different things when you run out and the press can just ask you questions. You just answer them offhandedly. And you know, unfortunately, politics is such that you've got to be very careful with the words you choose, or you have to just use so many words that none of them are important,
yeah.
Like Donald Trump. Right? If you say anything you think, then everything you think isn't that important.
So, you know, I was watching the debate yesterday, and one thing for sure about politicians, they learn how not to answer the question.
Sure.
Right? I mean, they're really trained to not...
What they're trained to do is to say the things that they
want people to hear.
Well thought out, they've thought them out. They've kind of figured out how they would fit into the poll data they've got, and they know the impressions that they want to leave the listeners with at the end of the debate. So they answer questions regardless of what the question is with those kinds of statements.
That's exactly what was going on yesterday. And if you didn't know any better, the answer sound really impressive, and then the commentator said, well, that's not the question I asked you.
Yeah.
Well, how about, and then when they asked the question the second time, then that time's up. So I mean, they're really, that's what they do, right? They're not going to give you a straight answer for the most part.
That's right. I mean, politics has become a situation in which debates aren't debates. They're simply theater in which questions are asked, and people will then provide the words and the sentences and the paragraphs that they've rehearsed and thought about that they want to make sure they leave the listeners with the impressions about.
You know, Sandy, and then they had, and I didn't know, I thought in debates you couldn't have your A-man corner. I thought you couldn't have people that cheer. for who they were.
Well, that has to do with the debate rules. And, you know, the national debates, they pretty well police the group and make them promise not to applaud. And so, yeah, they do that. But in the local debates, if they haven't set rules against that, I guess
they didn't set any rules against it. And so you would hear, you know, someone said,
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, really? I heard.
So it's even more theater.
Yeah, it's more theater. And so there's only going to be one more. You even just, what it did was gave people an opportunity, from my perspective, to see Lazary under the gun. Tom Nelson, we know, is a polished guy,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to pull any punches. I think he's a great, brilliant guy who would be a great senator. He's got political background. He knows how things work politically. He wouldn't be a novice at it.
Mm-hmm.
Mandela is clearly that's basically all he's done since he was a young man, was be involved politically in things. He knows how the political machinery works. And I don't know sometimes, Sandy, if that's a good thing always, that people know how the political machinery works.
Well, I'm not sure that the problem, as an American, I have is that apparently political machinery doesn't work.
I know that's
I mean, political machinery works to get people elected, if that's the machinery you're interested in. But the machinery that's involved with formulating public policy and getting a cohesive and intelligent American policy set, both domestically and internationally, in my mind, that machinery doesn't work and hasn't worked.
So the political machinery that we're talking about, it's why we can't get it's why we can't get anything moving, and that's why you keep hearing people say, bring in business people like Tim Michaels and others, who won't get caught up in that. But they can't help but get caught up in that. They can't change that.
Right. Well, the machinery's almost been created in a manner that assures loggerheads. The filibuster rule in the Senate alone is something that creates a paralysis. And so in the face of paralysis, maybe what you do is you figure, well, I'm gonna control the things I can control. What is that? Me getting reelected.
Yeah. you know, Sandy, it's a little humorous, but accurate.
Yeah.
I mean, a Democrat or a Republican, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna work. Every day you wake up and you figure, I'm going to do the things where I can have an impact on the future in some manner. And every day they make the same decision, which is reelection.
You know, it frustrates me to no end every time elections come up, right? I don't care which one it is. It's the same thing. I'm going to change this. I'm going to change that. I'm going to change this. I'm going to change. Knowing you don't have any chance whatsoever, individually,
mm-hmm.
of changing anything, right? I mean, even the President of the United States themselves limited in the things.
Well, and also, in order to accomplish change, the things that you want to change, you'd have to exercise leadership. You'd have to persuade other people in a position to have an impact on that change, to make the changes. You'd have to be willing to get out ahead of maybe public opinion. You'd have to help mold public opinion to be in favor of your change. If you want to get reelected, that isn't what you do, okay? Yeah. When you want to get reelected, you might promise whatever the various audiences want to hear, but you want to make sure that you don't get out ahead of political opinion. You have to stay right in step with current political opinion. So the process of getting reelected locks you into the status quo, and it takes away from you this leadership that is the requirement for getting things accomplished. We've lost leadership in this country.
Can you imagine being a United States Senator, United States Congressperson, and that's your job, right? Traveling the world, you know, Yeah. You know, every now and then.
Having groups stand up and applaud when you walk in the room. Having people come out, bow and curtsy to your office.
Almost similar to being a king or a queen, right?
It really is.
I know. And a almost lifetime position once you get there.
Right.
People don't retire for the most part. They die in office, right? Oh, we got to get out of here. Okay. All right. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Sandy. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.